Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Holy Spirit can be quenched. He can be grieved. Now go with me to Acts, the 5th chapter, please. Let's get into something. We looked last week that the Holy Spirit can be blasphemed. Blasphemed. And what a serious thing that is. Some of the strongest words that Jesus spoke. He spoke about blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And the reason, the thing that brought that up is that they said he cast out devils by Beelzebub, prince of devils. And they're attributing the work of the Holy Spirit to the devil. And he warned them solemnly that, you know, blaspheming the Holy Spirit would not be forgiven. Now, look in Acts, the 5th chapter, and notice further about showing proper respect to the Holy Spirit. In Acts 5, you know the story, but let's look at it in the light of this. Acts 5 and 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession. You realize in the previous chapter, a number of people had been selling houses and lands and bringing them into the church. And verse 2, they kept back part of the price. Everybody say kept back. Now holding back and keeping back, not just money, but just spiritually. Holding back is a very serious thing with the Lord. Hold your place right here. Go to Hebrews, please, 10th chapter. Hold your place in Acts 5, please. Hebrews 10, 38, 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, if any man what? Do what?
Draw back.
Draw back. My soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who what? Draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. How many understand spiritually drawing back, holding back, pulling back is a negative and a costly thing? When the Lord calls, what do? Step up, step out. Amen?
Amen?
You don't pull back and pull against him and draw back and hold back. You know around here, we put no pressure on you about giving. We don't ask you to give. I believe it's a privilege to give.
Amen?
Amen. It's an honor to give.
Yeah.
So you won't hear any pulling and pleading and begging about money around here. If you do, you'll say, oh, God, help Brother Keith. Something's happened to him. He's got, you know, because that's not me and that's not what I believe. But let's say you're in an offering here or anywhere and the Lord deals with you to sow something. And you don't. You hold back. Is that faith?
No.
Don't even think about church. You're at work and God deals with you to give a fellow employee $100 bill. We're talking about being led by the Holy Spirit now, right? And if he deals with you to do that and you don't do it, you hold back, you pull back. Is it true that now you have displeased the Lord?
Yes.
He's dealing with you to do something. You quench the Holy Spirit. And you can grieve him. He deals with you to give of your heart, to give of your friendship, to give of your loyalty, to give of your time. Anything that He deals with you to give, to sow, to invest. If you hold back, if you draw back, you displease Him. You're not operating in faith. It takes faith to turn loose, doesn't it? It takes faith to let it go. Let's say you're sitting there. And at lunchtime, on the job, God's dealt with you to give this $100 bill to this person. And you pull your pocketbook, you know, you look at it, and we got a 10, and we got a 20, and we got a 100. That 100's the biggest thing we got right here. And here's the natural thinking. The thought comes, now what have I got coming up between now and the end of the week? Well, I got this. I got to put gas in my car, and I got to have lunch money. And, oh yeah, and I got that bill too, that $50 bill. I got to pay, and people reach and maybe get the 10 and give the 10. Well, see, now, nobody might have known that except them and the Lord.
Yeah.
But if you held back, somebody said, well, the Lord always deals with you to give the biggest thing. I disagree. I don't agree with that. He deals with you to do what is right for you to do.
Amen.
And He knows better than anybody.
That's right.
If you say, well, you know, here's the 10 because I got to have this. Why did you hold back? Why did you keep back? Why did you draw back? Because you weren't. People say, well, I couldn't afford it. It's got nothing to do with afford. It's all about faith. Why didn't you do it? Because you weren't completely convinced God could get it back to you by the time you needed it. That's what it's about. Not trusting Him. Not having confidence in Him. How many believe God can get it back to you?
Yeah.
In time.
Yeah.
And more besides.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Besides that, you're in faith because you never worry about money.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You never do.
Never.
Well, we got to be one of the happiest churches in the country. Because
yeah.
We never ever worry about money. We don't worry about it. Some people are getting it. Some are looking at me funny. You'll be happier if you join us. Guaranteed. Well, they kept back. Everybody said kept back. Bad idea. Kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it. And they brought a certain part. How many understand part? That means partial. Partial obedience. Partial commitment. Partial. That means the other part's being held back. And they laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, I understand the Holy Ghost is moving in this church. I'm talking about this church. Yes, Faith Life Church, but in this church. Right here in the book of Acts. This church. And Peter and some of the others were some of the head ministers there. And the Holy Ghost is moving. Healings are taking place. Miracles and signs and wonders. Word of knowledge. Word of wisdom. And so Peter, when Ananias brings this money, he calls his name. He said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? To who? Now, you know, without me finishing reading this, you know, this is one of the most severe and one of the swiftest judgments in the New Testament. I mean, I've read this before and I thought, Lord, I mean, just like that, dead. This has got to be serious and severe in your heart and mind. Help us to see it the way you see it. What was their sin? I mean, people have done a lot of stuff. And they didn't get judged and die on the spot. People have done a lot of stuff. Lying and stealing and a lot of stuff. And they're still walking around. What was so severe? What was their sin? They lied to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was moving in their midst. They sensed His presence. They saw Him moving in other people's lives. Ananias and Sapphira are not dumb. They are not. See, this is what makes it so serious. They are not ignorant. They know something of the Holy Ghost moving. They know what's going on here. They know better. But who's going to know? Did they call themselves lying to the Holy Spirit? Oh, no. If you'd asked them, you know, you're not going to lie to the Holy Spirit. Oh, no, 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 I wouldn't lie to the Holy Spirit. Who'd they think they were lying to? Peter. Men. Oh, friends, are you getting this now? See, we're talking about reverencing and respecting the Holy Spirit. But people have this disassociated in their minds with how they treat and respond to men. He said, "Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back?" Everybody say, "Keep back." So that was the mistake that caused them to lie to the Holy Ghost. Keep back part of the price of the land. He didn't rebuke them for not giving it all, did he? He said, "While it remained, was it not your own? Nobody told you to sell it. We didn't ask you to sell it. And after it was sold, was it not in your own power? Nobody told you how much you had to give. You could have come up and said, 'We're going to tithe off of this.' Been fine. We're going to give 25%. Great. We're going to give half. Wonderful. But you don't lie and say we're going to give all when you're not. Lying. Oh, friends. Those of you that have been around here a little bit, you know that that's one thing you don't want to do with Brother Keith. But I believe the reason I'm that way is because I'm convinced he's that way. And I'm adopting this, and I want his ways to be my ways. And I'm telling you, I know you can read the scripture. God hates lying. He hates it. Look in the Proverbs. Look in other places. And he talks about how the devil is a liar and the father of it. So when somebody's lying, they're speaking the devil's language, not God's.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1026. That's R-1026. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.